the parable of the wise and the foolish girls. Jesus has talked about the day when he comes back, and he said a parable about that time. He said that then the kingdom of God will be like to 10 young women who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. That's the man who's going to marry the bride. Now, lamps in those days were not like sort of electric torches. They were fire. They were little oil lamps. And there was a wick in the little clay lamp that burnt oil.
What's a wick?
Well, it's like a little piece of material that burns slowly. And it gets wet with the oil and then it burns. So, five of them were wise and five were foolish. The foolish took their lamps but didn't take any oil with them. They thought, we're not going to run out of oil. What's the point in wasting our money and effort in getting some more oil? We've got enough oil. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So the wise took an extra supply, thinking, yes, our oil might run out. Now, while the bridegroom, that's the man who's coming to get married, while he delayed, they all got sleepy and went to sleep. But at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Come out to meet him. Then all those girls arose and looked at their lamps and got their lamps ready. And the foolish, of course, realised that they didn't have any wine, any oil. So they said to the wise, give us some of your oil for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, saying, we can't unless there won't be enough for us. You better go to those who sell and buy some oil for yourselves. And while they went away to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. And then the foolish girls came saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. Knock, knock, knock. But he replied to them, truly I tell you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man, that's Jesus, when he's coming. So what does all this mean? It means that the bridegroom, the man who's coming to get married, is Jesus. And the bridegroom coming in the middle of the night is like Jesus coming back. And we've all got our lamps that are burning oil. And we've got to realise that none of us are really very strong spiritually, and that we're probably going to run out of oil, because Jesus does apparently delay. The bridegroom delays. We think he's going to come soon, but as you can see, if you ask old people who've believed in Jesus all their lives, they were waiting and waiting and waiting. But he still hasn't come. And maybe one reason why he's not come back yet is so that you could come into existence and learn the gospel and be baptized. Just think, if Jesus had come back, say, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have even been born. And you wouldn't have had the chance to know the gospel and live forever. But because there is this appearance of delay, it means that we all get sleepy, even though we should not get sleepy. Because we should keep awake. So we've got to start every day, as we try to, by saying to ourselves, let's hope that Jesus comes back today. Because then we won't, as it were, go to sleep. And we've got to be aware, though, that we're weak and that we may well do. And so we've got to take the oil with us, realising that my lamp might go out. And it's the foolish who think, no, I'm all right, yes, I'll be ready when he comes. It's them who are not. How awful for them to be knocking on the door, please let us in. And he says, I don't know you. I do not know you. This is awful. So it means that not everybody is going to be saved. It means that only those who really love Jesus and who realise their own weakness and who take some oil with them, as it were, they're going to be saved. But those who think that I'm quite fine, I won't be weak, I shall be ready and my lamp won't go out, I've got enough oil, it's those people who will not be saved. And how awful to want to be in the kingdom when Jesus has come back and we can see Jesus and then we find it's too late. I wish I could be there. You can't. It's too late. So now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time when we can get ourselves ready for him.